Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Most high-ticket dropshippers are stuck paying for Google Ads forever because their SEO doesn't work. So I'm going to walk you through the five things we do to rank our dropshipping stores on page one of Google. And if done right, you build free traffic that pays you while you sleep, and you stop being held hostage by your ad budget. All right, real quick. SEO for e-commerce is not the same as SEO for content sites. Most SEO tips online don't apply to a store with hundreds of products either. These five steps are specifically built for high-ticket dropshipping. This is exactly what I teach inside of Dropship Breakthrough, and I've used this exact playbook to rank my own stores and hundreds of our student stores. All right, most Shopify themes have SEO problems right out of the box, and it's not obvious stuff. It's deeper than that, including the theme we recommend inside of our course. So if you sign up for our course, we give you a licensed copy of the Superstore theme by Out of the Sandbox for free. I do think Superstore is the best theme out there for high-ticket dropshipping, but it's missing a few core pieces. And so when you join Dropship Breakthrough, not only are we going to give you a licensed copy of the theme, we're going to give you a full module. So there's videos in there from my business partner, Layton, as well as myself on how you can actually make this theme better. I think there's a dozen or so videos in there, help you tweak a little bit of coding in the back end, step by step. It's easy, I promise, to make this theme even better for SEO. So this is stuff Shopify and most themes get wrong. We're going to show you how to repair it. Also, don't skip this. If you join our course, don't skip this module. Just do it. It'll take you about an hour. Everything compounds off of the foundation. So this is where most dropshipping stores die before they even start. Your product pages are 80 to 90% of the pages on your e-commerce store. So if you copy and paste descriptions from suppliers, the exact same one that half a dozen to a dozen other stores have, Google has no reason to rank you over them. And worse, Google sees the duplicate content and starts ignoring the rest of your site. The worst part of this is you're not going to rank any of these product pages literally ever. But if you don't have them done, your collection pages, your blog post, and everything else you do on your site is going to get treated worse because your site looks like shit to Google. 80 to 90% of your site is garbage. Why would they rank the other 10 to 20%? So if you skip this step, steps 3 through 5 don't even matter. You still have to do them, but this one unlocks everything else. And honestly, it is the hardest one. You have to go in there and write your own product descriptions. Now, of course, you can use AI to help with this, and you don't have any customers yet, so you can't pull from real customer questions, but you can pull from the people also ask section on Google, reviews from your supplier site, real buyers that told you what they cared about, PDFs, manuals, spec sheets that the supplier gave you, anything detailed about the product that isn't on the supplier's product page, use all of that. Feed that to Claude and have it help you rewrite unique content. So 3 rules when you do this, because everyone's going to use AI. I know you are. So 3 rules when you do this. Proofread that shit. Claude makes mistakes often. Read every single word. And then train Claude on your voice. So show it examples of how you want to sound. Otherwise, it's going to default to the generic AI voice that everybody can spot. I know you know what I'm talking about. M dashes. It's not this. It's that. There are so many typical things that all LLMs do. And if your product descriptions read like that, it's going to be obvious you used AI. It's going to sound like shit. So train it on your voice and help humanize it if you can. There's a skill out there called Humanizer. Use it.
Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, I was binging podcasts, probably like you're doing right now. And the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you. At dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, you can see a free training where John walks you through one of our businesses and shows you what the site looks like, what the process is for setting up one of these stores, and how you can take your next steps to setting up your own high-ticket dropshipping business. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Google loves e-commerce collection pages. They get their own product carousels in search results. Real estate dedicated to retailer pages specifically. So most new stores only have a handful of collections, a homepage, and maybe a brand or two, and that's it. I think you should have collection pages for every meaningful slice of your catalog. Category, features, use cases, but do the keyword research first. Find the gold. Then give Google what it's already asking for. And don't just copy your competitors, because they probably suck. Their structure is not your blueprint. You have to go find these keywords. So if you're selling fire pits, you're likely going to find square fire pits, round fire pits, concrete fire pits, Think through the descriptions that describe your products. Go to Google, verify they want a collection page for those, and give them what they want. I promise you, it is not just the standard ones you're seeing from your competitors. There are likely dozens and dozens of other collection pages that you should be able to find. Often, no one's made them, and so it's a little confusing in the search results, and you got to go make one and find out, is this what Google wants? I promise you, it is worth it. But never let two collections target the same keyword. H1s, H2s should never repeat across collection pages. You're just going to end up competing with yourself. This one is gold for newbies, and most people skip it. Versus keywords will crush for you right out of the gates. I promise you that. Go look for brand A versus brand B, product X versus product Y, or model Z versus model Q. Different brands, compare models, compare different brands, compare different use types. I promise you, if you go into Google, go up to the search bar, type in brand, a brand that you sell, space, VS, space. If there is indeed volume for this, it will populate right below that in the little dropdown. It won't guess words. It'll literally populate it for you. And if that exists there, you should write that article. Same with products, same with models, and same with use cases. And these are low competition, low volume, but low competition. But these are people who are looking to buy. They're comparing at the bottom of the funnel. They have the highest buyer intent of any keywords in your category. I promise you that. The person is comparing. They're about to buy. Step right in front of them. The reason they're low competition is because most big retailers ignore them. They're not worth their time. But I promise you, even if it says zero on there, there's volume there. I promise you. If it shows up in that dropdown, you should write it. And if there's volume there, even better. For new stores, this content can drive sales almost immediately. So build a versus post for every meaningful pair of products that you carry. Then layer in more long-tail purchase-oriented content such as best product for use case or is brand worth it? That's one of my favorite. It shows up all the time. Product review, be careful with that one because you're going to have that on your product page too. Maybe you don't always have that. Product alternatives, use case alternatives. Product use case alternatives, you get the drift. There is loads and loads of long tail content that you can create and drive customers right out of the gates. These are keywords your future customers Google right before they spend money. So step in front of them. Backlinks are still one of the strongest ranking signals. So can you buy them? Technically, yes, but 99% of the links offered online are absolute garbage. Do not waste your money on trash link packages from Fiverr. And honestly, half the fucking ads you see on Facebook are trash too. Trust me, I've tried a lot of them. If you got $3,000 a month to spend on serious link building, shoot me a DM. I've only got one recommendation, but I'll send it to you via DM and I'll make a personal introduction for you to them. Same DM if you want one-on-one strategy, coaching, any of this stuff. I work with a handful of people quarterly on this SEO stuff. If you want me in your business, just shoot me a DM. Otherwise, build them yourself. Outreach to real sites that don't link out to porn or to casinos. Outreach to real sites who are talking about the content you want to link back to. So make sure the content actually makes sense for the site you're pitching. Get links from your suppliers. I think this is the easiest one that nobody seems to do anymore is like go to your suppliers and see if they have a partner section or a dealer pages or a where to buy page. Easy backlink for you. And if they don't, you can get crafty and write a blog post for them or submit a review for them. If you can get a link back from the supplier you carry to your supplier collection page, that's going to carry a lot of weight. But more importantly, just don't go buy the junk. Don't go build junk links. One high quality link is worth hundreds of shitty links. It is worth your time to build one good link instead of wasting your time buying the shitty ones. And this is the hardest of all the five steps. It's also the most defensible. Nobody replicates your link profile overnight. So do the work here. It's hard for a reason and it works for a reason. If you go do the hard work and you do it right, you will see results from this. And quick call out for 2026. You don't just want to rank in Google anymore. You want to show up in LLMs, ChatGPT, Claude, Perplexity, Gemini. Some people call this geo generative engine optimization. Other people have different names for it. Look, not a lot of people are searching there yet, but it's coming. Make no doubt about it, it's coming. And so I think some people are a little too focused on this, if I'm honest with you, but you should be focused on it at least a little bit because it's definitely coming. And the people who are searching there convert way better than they do on Google. So it's a small fraction, but it's going to be a big fraction. And the people who use that currently convert way higher than on Google. And the good news is good SEO is good geo. So give real value. Answer the questions people are actually asking. Again, use the keywords they actually use. Do that and you'll show up in Google, Bing, and you'll show up in all the AI tools your customers are increasingly using to research purchases. It's not rocket science. The platforms have changed, but the principles have not. All right, don't go buy 12 SEO tools. Here's what's actually open in my browser every single week. Number one, keywords everywhere. It's free-ish. It shows you search volume right in your Google searches. There's no reason not to have keywords everywhere. Even what they do charge is very, very minimal. And it comes with another tool called SEO Minion. This tool lets you scrape all the people also ask boxes and a whole bunch more. It's gold for blog post ideas. It's gold for FAQs on your collection pages. I'm sure you've seen the little people also ask dropdowns. When you click one, a bunch more show up, right? And SEO Minion, you can just tell it how many levels you want it to click and download all of them into a spreadsheet. Another tool I use is called Ahrefs. It's incredibly spendy. If you can afford it, it's the gold standard. I'd recommend Ahrefs for sure, but it's going to be $100, $200 a month. Another tool I use for creating the content on my site is Surfer SEO. Fantastic for optimizing content. Honestly, you can go a little overboard on it, but I do use it. Also a little spendy, about $100 a month, depending how many pieces of content you're going to make each month. I don't make my content inside of there. I make my content elsewhere, and I use that to make sure that I made my content correctly and add the little semantic pieces to it. And for me, my LLM of choice is Claude. Honestly, it's my best friend, and it can be your best friend if you can learn to prompt it correctly. Product descriptions, blog drafts, content briefs, keyword clustering. It's worth way more than the monthly cost if you can use it correctly. You do need to learn how to prompt correctly, and don't just prompt once. You're going to need multiple, right? So you don't need them all. In my opinion, you should start with keywords everywhere. It's very, very cheap. And Claude or your favorite LLM. Add the others when you're earning enough to justify them. All right, those are the five steps. Technical foundation, unique product pages, full collection coverages, versus and long tail keywords, and of course, backlinks. Do all five and you will compete with stores that have been around for years. Do none and you're going to be stuck paying for ads forever. I know plenty of people who have done this business model and they're years in and they're still relying on Google Ads, and their ad costs just continue to go up as everyone else's does, and they don't know what they're going to do next because their ad costs keep going up. You need to find a way to bring other traffic in. SEO is the game I like to play, and I recommend you play it too. If you have an interest in building a high-ticket dropshipping business so you can run this playbook, click the link in the description, watch our free training. Inside, I'll walk you through exactly how this business model works, and inside of our course, I'll walk you through all of this SEO stuff in detail, including the full Superstore SEO module that shows you exactly what to fix on the theme to start ranking from day one. But first, if you're already running, start with unique product pages and then layer everything else on top. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.